Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Events-Based Messaging Monitoring in WebSphere Message Broker Version 7. Today's presenter is Ralph Naduri. Ralph is an L2 Technical Support Engineer within the IBM WebSphere Message Broker product support team for the last 5 years. His day-to-day work involves addressing customer-reported problems on different aspects of Message Broker. He was a co-author of a web paper on new features of WebSphere Message Broker 6.1 and gave technical exchange presentations earlier on security, performance, and multi-instance areas of Message Broker. At this point in time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Ralph.
Thank you, Joseph. Here today I'm going to present on events-based message monitoring in WebSphere Message Broker version 7. Can we go to the slide number 2? Thank you. Today I'm going to propose this feature, the importance of this feature while describing it. I'm going to go over the configuring, how one can configure the monitoring events, the ways of doing this, whether monitoring properties and or monitoring profile, and I'll go over some of the newly added functionality in version 7, how we can export message flow monitoring and import into the business monitor and generate monitor models. And also I'll go over some of the new APRs that have been created in the new six packs. Slide number 3, please. Any message flow can be configured to emit the monitoring events, and these events can be read and used by other applications for transaction monitoring, transaction auditing, and business process monitoring. The monitoring of key performance indicators using WebSphere Business Monitor or any other business application also helpful to understand the performance of any message flow. Slide number 4, please. A message flow can emit two kinds of events. One is transaction events, the other the terminal events. The transaction events are emitted only from the input nodes, while the terminal events are emitted from any terminal of any node in the message flow, including the input node. A monitoring event is an XML document that conforms to the monitoring event schema. Each event contains the information related to the source of the event, a unique name that can be chosen by the user for the identification, the sequence number and a correlation time so that the events are sequenced based on their creation time within the transaction. And the other information is the correlation ID for events for the same transaction, for correlating or grouping based on the unique ID assigned to each message. The events can and often do so contain the data extracted from the message. Events can be configured via toolkit or command line. The slide number 5, please. There are two ways that one can configure, enable, or disable both the transactional and terminal events. Using monitoring properties of the message flow, that is helpful, one wants to customize events when designing the message flow. Monitoring events are displayed in a bar file as part of the message flow and can be shared between the flows using reusable subflows. Using a monitoring profile configurable service, if one configures, it's helpful if one wants to customize events after a message flow has been deployed and avoid any redeploying the message flow. The next slide, slide number 6, please. As I already covered this, can we go to the next slide, slide number 7? Monitoring profile configurable service can be created directly on the broker and associate with one or more message flows. The monitoring profile, to override the monitoring properties of the message flow that has already been deployed, all the monitoring properties can be modified using monitoring profile. A single monitoring profile can be applied to many message flows as long as the message flow can contain some event sources. Slide number 8, please. Using MQSI create configurable service command and MQSI change properties command, one can create a monitoring profile. The MQSI report flow monitoring command is useful to report a list of names of the event sources for a message flow. Slide number 9, please. Here in this slide, I showed how one can execute the commands I mentioned earlier using the options -c, the configurable service name, and -o, the object names. Using MQSI change properties, one can associate a monitoring profile XML file with configurable service. The monitoring profile XML files are stored in the monitoring profile subfolder of broker registry. Slide number 10, please. Here I have shown how one can apply a monitoring profile configurable service to one or more managed message flows using MQSI change flow monitoring command, or we can do this on the bar file as well, as I mentioned earlier. Slide number 11, please. Here is an example XML file of the monitoring profile. The XML file has a root element. The root element is monitoring profile is the root element. And it contains one or more event source elements, and each of which specifies an event source and defines its properties. Each event source element contains an event point data query element that provides the key information about the event. And optionally, application data query element, if the event payload will include the data fields extracted from a message. And also, sometimes you optionally see bitstream data query element if the event payload will include the bitstream data from a message. And apart from this, there is event filter element that you can see in the monitoring profile, the event filter tag. I'll come to that point later. Can we go to the next slide, number 12? Here I'm going to mention some of the new features that have been added in version 7. The first one is event filters. Not all filters may be needed to be monitored by users if they do not want a set of business rules. The event filters can be used to provide this filter. The expression evaluates to true. If it is true, then the event emitted. And here the expression, I mean the XPath expressions. Evaluates to true, event is emitted. If it is false, the event is not emitted. Evaluated, these expressions are evaluated at runtime and set on event source definitions. The expression can reference fields from anywhere in the message assembly. The XPath expression builder support as well, its builder is also supported in this version. The event filter appears on the monitoring summary table, which I'm going to show in a short time. And the next one is event transaction control. In version 6.103, every event was emitted out of sync point, which impacted the performance. Now we have a choice to choose how event transmission is coordinated, either the message flow, where the events emitted in the message flow unit of work, or independent, the events emitted in an independent of unit of work way, or none, the events are emitted out of sync point. The new other feature is the event sequencing. It was found that the creation time provided for the event sequencing in version 6.103 was not granular enough. A unique counter was needed. Two values are added, are now emitted in each event for sequencing, the creation time and counter. The counter will start at 1 for the first event issued and incremented one on each subsequent event emitted, and reset to one at the start of the next message. As both fields are always emitted, the sequence tab has been removed from the toolkit for simplification. And here, the next one is the composite node support. In response to several requests for supporting the composite nodes, this has been included in version 7. MQ reply and publication composite nodes will support monitoring. This can be configured via toolkit or via command line. MQSI change flow monitoring and MQSI report flow monitoring support is provided. The monitoring support was not added in version 7 for mapping, data insert, data update, data delete, warehouse composite nodes. The monitoring information can now be exported to import into the monitoring applications like WebSphere message, WebSphere business monitor. Slide number 13, please. Here is a continuation. Under the new functionality in version 7, event collector conveyor queue is removed. What it means is in version 6.1, when there are a number of message processing threads process messages, event gatherer construct monitoring event methods and create instances of monitoring event class, which was a complex type, and monitoring event is added to the conveyor queue. Then the number of publishing threads used to take those events from the conveyor queue and serialize them into the XML format. So because of this, there is a lot of performance features that have been noticed. So the whole processing of the mechanism has been changed in version 7. That actually showed a huge improvement in the event processing. The message flow unit of work events have been gathered as and when available and published just before the commit in version 7. That way, there is a huge performance improvement in the version 7 monitoring. And besides, there are a few BIP messages have been added for better logging. For monitoring manager, the monitoring manager actually processes the monitoring profiles, and event gatherer builds the monitoring events, and the monitoring event writer XML publishes the monitoring events. And the generic expression actually helps in compiling and processing the XPath expressions. Next slide, please. As I mentioned earlier, the event filter is helpful in filtering the events based on the business rules. For example, the events will be admitted only when the event XPath, MRDLN, or numerical expression returns the Boolean value true. Here I showed the snapshot of the filter configuration window that appears when you click Add button on the Monitor tab in the Node Properties of the toolkit. You can see the access to the XPath Builder and Event Filter Summary table in this window. Slide number 15, please. This is just to remind that some of the basic XPath expressions are not suitable for the export monitoring information option used to create the monitor model in WebSphere Business Monitor version 7 and produce a warning message. The other XPath expressions are valid. Some of the valid expressions have been indicated. I gave them in below. Next slide, slide number 16, please. The monitoring application uses correlation attributes to identify the events that belong to the same business transaction. Three correlation attributes are available to use in the events: the local correlator, the parent correlator, and the global correlator. Slide number 17, please. The collector node and aggregation node do not preserve the environment tree for later nodes in the message flow. If one wants to use the same correlator value later in the flow, ensure that the correlator value is available in the message tree, and that the first event source and the collector or aggregate control node specifies the location of the correlator by supplying the XPath into the message tree. Slide number 18, please. The transaction time of a flow measured by an embedded event monitor is the single best method to access the performance or assess the performance of the message flow under the load. The event monitoring allows us to track accurately the time-specific events in the broker with minimal overhead, even when compared to the tracing. Here, we have presented steps to configure a message flow for tracking the transaction times. So all these steps are straightforward, and I have mentioned if one tries themselves. Can we go to the next slide? As the steps to configure the message flow for performance monitoring continued, if you have any questions on these steps, please feel free to send an email to me. Slide number 20, please. Typically, the business monitoring scenario in which the message broker is integrated, an event is published by the message broker in an XML format, is reformatted to CBE format by the message-driven bean in application server, and feeds to the CEI server that eventually put it to the monitoring model application in the business monitor, which eventually interpret and display in a dashboard. This is a typical scenario of business monitoring. Slide number 21, please. Here, the snapshots of the toolkit that shows how one can export the message flow monitoring information by right-clicking the message flow and select the export option followed by choosing the application monitoring information option in the pop-up window. The monitoring information will thus be exported to a zip file, slide number 22. The zip file that got exported from the message broker toolkit contains the monitoring application descriptor, that MAD, that monitor, an XML schema of the message flow, and WMB event schemas are also part of the zip file. From the business monitor toolkit, we then need to import this zip file into the application monitor development toolkit. The steps have been shown here. I mean, the snapshots are presented here. If we go to the next slide number 23, we then subsequently build the model in the business monitor development toolkit. From the message flow name, we have the option to select the templates from the monitoring template page and select the event transactions. Slide number 24. By going into each node, one can select the terminal events at the node level on the event span, slide number 25, and this generates the monitoring model, slide number 26. The monitor model has some basic features. The local transaction ID is the key, and the matrix created from the templates. And then we have inbound events for transaction events. We have events grouped for each node, each of the nodes. And if one expands, one can see the inbound events for the node terminal events. Slide number 27. For each inbound event, event parts are defined, include event payload. And you can see it here. If you go to the slide number 28, so this is finally, this is just to show how, in this slide, the overall data from the message broker events, how it got displayed on the business monitor dashboard. Slide number 29. Before going into this slide, I should mention one more thing. The option to generate the monitor model is only supported in WebSphere Business Monitor 7.0. The install stack of this product is Toolkit Vid 7.7 and WebSphere Business Monitor Toolkit 7. And runtime was 7.0.0.7 and WebSphere Business Monitor 7.0. Those are the requirements for for generating a monitor model using the business monitor. There are a couple of new PA parts raised in the post fix pack 2 of version 7 broker. The APAR IC75869, a transaction start event monitoring message is not generated when the bitstream data is included in the payload. This problem occurs because in some conditions the event gatherer might not be able to use the original bitstream data and so reconstructs it from the message stream. However, if the input node has been configured for on-demand parsing and validation, then this can result in parsing and validation of the message at that point. If the validation is successful, then there is no problem, but if the parser or validation fails, then the exception results, which is not properly handled. So for that reason, the APOR has raised. And the other APOR, IC73733, we've added a switch to revert the monitoring payload structure in version 6 to version 6.1 behavior. And for this, we added a new option, use parser name in monitoring payload. When we set to true, we'll skip the area of the code that inserted in the message type into the payload. If we, in the next slide, slide number 30, I have included other APORs that have been included in FixPack 1 and 2 for completeness sake. And if we go in slide number 31, I've given additional references that include the Info Center pages and for Message Broker and Business Monitor. There's a classic sample in version 7 toolkit that one should import and run through it for getting a better hand on these concepts. Slide number 32. Tell us about what you think to learn and suggest future topics for improvements and comments about your webcast, about our webcast. We want to hear everything from you to say. Please send your suggestions and comments to wsehelp@us.ibm.com. Slide number 33, please. Questions and answers.
Thank you, Ralph, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
And we have no questions.
Thank you, Jackie. And at this point in time, we will conclude the presentation.